There they were, poet Robinson Jeffers, his wife Una, their twin sons. In a simple stone house on a then isolated point overlooking Carmel Bay and facing Point Lobos. His fame rising to its apex in a 1932 Time magazine cover story, and then slowly descending due, no doubt, to his misanthropic, self-professed inhumanism. For Jeffers, humankind was entirely too self-centered, an obsession for which the rest of the planet suffered mightily. His increasingly acerbic, curmudgeonly ways proved difficult for even his most ardent admirers. The significant social circle in which he once found himself no longer favored his company. But Una did not distance herself. By all accounts, the two who met under, to put it kindly, awkward circumstances were soulmates, sharing in deep and abiding love for one another. She was his muse, toughest taskmaster, critic, support system, and his dearly, dearly beloved partner in life. "I have thought of you night and day, beautiful, and have treasured you up for a lifetime," he'd write to her. "Pure gold you are, dearest, by every test. I'm going to try to do better than I have and become a mate fit for you." There, on that precipice between the crash of the sea and the rise of the stony hills, the Jeffers shared that lifetime of love until, sadly, Una, 3 years Robinson's senior, died. He was bereft, heartbroken. Their seaside cottage and its tall rock tower containing her now silent piano echoed with stony sorrow. In time, Robinson Jeffers would do what poets do, pass his deepest emotions through words he'd pen, proffering a sentiment that sounds for all the world as if he is trying to convince himself. "You are earth and air. You are in the beauty of the ocean and the great streaming triumphs of sundown. You are alive and well in the tender young grass rejoicing when soft rain falls all night and little rosy fleeced clouds float on the dawn." Una's life had come to an end, as all lives do. And it had not come to an end at all. It infused everything he saw and heard, the ocean, the sunset, the grass, the rain, the clouds at dawn. Una lived on in life's irrepressible vitality. Una could still be seen and felt and heard. All things come to an end. No, they go on forever. Jeffers' bold declaration of life after death takes its place in the lineage of another heartbroken widower and writer, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Coloring well outside the lines of the religion he'd inherited from his stern Unitarian minister father, Emerson's own heady intellectualism was moderated by Romanticism's softer sway. He watched and listened to the world about and within, and he found such deep resonance between the two. So in time, he named that great mystical animating force, the energy emanating from all, as soul. We see the world, he said, piece by piece, as the sun, the moon, the animal, the tree. But the whole, of which these are the shining parts, is the soul. For Emerson, we don't have a soul. There's not some uniquely personal, completely ephemeral part of us that resides in us until the end and then takes flight off into some other domain. Rather, we are shining parts of the soul. The only soul there is, the, as Emerson called it, the eternal one. Within us is the soul of the whole. Around us is the soul of the whole. Beyond us is the soul of the whole. For a season, a very short span, really, we live as shining parts of the soul. Shining parts of the soul. We're animated by a life force that we experience from others, especially from those we love, that we experience from music that stirs us and words that inspire, that we experience in each object an instance of beauty in the, as Jefferson has it, earth, air, ocean, sundown, grass, rain, clouds at dawn. It's all of a piece, one great, as we Unitarian Universalists would learn to call it, one great interdependent web of all existence, all shining parts of the soul. Then, not surprisingly, and entirely to our surprise, it ends. The lives of those we have loved, those in whom we experienced souls shimmer, end. All things come to an end. And they go on forever. Soul persists. Abides, continues, our connections, the binding ties of love and memory don't fray at death, don't ever fray entirely. They are held, to hear Emerson tell it, to hear Jeffers echo it, they are held in and as the biggest, most irrepressible source we know, that web, soul. Contemporary African-American poet Abijani picks up the mantle from Emerson and Jeffers. Remember, he urges, if death should suck the marrow from your bones, remember, you were born a child of light's wonderful secret, and you return to the beauty you have always been. You return to the beauty you have always been. This morning, we gather in a world dimmed by the death of those we love. Lives have come to their end. This morning, we gather in a world luminous with the lives of those we know as shining parts of the soul, lives that go on forever. into our lives and into our world, their lights, their lives still shine. The darkness has not. The darkness will not. The darkness cannot ever eclipse these who to us were and are and will remain as shining parts of the soul. Amen.